So a very big welcome to Janet here on 11.11. We're actually recording today's Zach Chat and the deep dive on 11.11, which feels really very auspicious. And we've got a full moon coming up tomorrow. So I think there's quite a bit to talk about. And I'm hoping that Zach can at least mention a few things, because we've also, this afternoon, we have a very rare fairly rare Mercury transit across the sun. So I'm under the understanding that these things have potential for us. And I'm wondering whether, even if Zach has some other ideas for some of the conversations that we have today, whether he could help us to utilize these energetic transits and, planetary alignments to the best of our ability. What do you think, Jan? Welcome.
Definitely. I often find that I read about things after it's happened. Yeah. And I just think, well, I was at the gym then, or I was working and things passed me by. So it would be really interesting, just from a personal point of view, to understand if we need to be even in the moment when it's actually happening, because we're often given these very, very specific timings, or whether... we know Zach's very keen on intention, just like I'm very keen on intention. Whether it's more about the intention with the energy, how much time is actually connected to this, or if it's not, if the energy more emanates and lasts for a really long time. So I think it might be useful for everyone that's listening out there as well. I'm sure most people will probably know far more than I do about these types of transits and the different, especially 11/11 and these huge events that happen. But any extra little insight, I think, could be quite useful from him as well, of how we can actually then utilize it, how we can actually benefit ourselves and others through it.
Yes, absolutely. Because I've heard Zach speak on many occasions about, you know, it's the time that we're doing something isn't important, but it is the intention. So for many people listening to this, you know, 11/11 will have passed. However, the energy of 11/11, I'm sure from what he's said in the past, is still accessible for us to tune in and enhance things one way or another for us or for the planet or for humanity. But certainly various things that I've been reading have expressed, you know, that there is some really strong potentials linked to this particular time here in November 2019, and every 11/11, to be honest with you.
Sure.
So should we ask Zach and bring him in and see what he has to say?
Yes, I already had a little... sort of insight interlude from him this morning, and he was a little bit giddy. He was quite excited about, I think, this month coming. It wasn't actually a chat. Many people that might be listening to it, this is actually being recorded in November, but he's just about to bring through the Channeling 3, which is on grace, unity, and peace. Mm-hmm. And it's this week, this coming few days, it's the very first one on that. And I was asking him something about it, and I felt his energy of real excitement about what's around the corner. So yes, I'm wondering if it's going to come across here as well. I wonder if it's connected to all of these things too. So I'll get out of the way so that he can explain.
That's right. I'm curious as well. We were speaking before we started recording, and one of the things that feels such a blessing for us to be able to tune in with Zach is how we get ourselves sort of into the right frequency and align ourselves for the coming year of 2020, which feels very important and significant. So let's tune in as Zach comes through and start to really hone our own feelings of our own energy fields as we intend to be really closely linked with Zach at this time of this conversation. Here he is. Dear Zach, welcome to you today on this fabulous day. I hear you're in a very jolly mood today. You were singing to Janet in the shower, I hear.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. It is about the enjoyment of being, the enjoyment of connection, the enjoyment of sharing. And this is one of the reasons our conversations are most desirable. Desirable to those associated with myself and others. It is a sharing, is it not? A sharing of spirit, a sharing of heart, a sharing of minds, and in some cases, a sharing of a little bit of wisdom too.
Yes, definitely coming from you, Zach.
So, where shall we begin today, my dear?
Well, as we've been, Janice and I have been chatting before you arrived. Today is 11/11 in 2019, and it feels like it's a very potent day energetically, with the Mercury transit, with the full moon just coming tomorrow, and this whole portal of 11/11. And I would love to explore that with you, even for people who will be listening after 11/11 when they hear this recording. Would that be something that you could explore a bit further with us, the potentials and how we can really best ride this energy or enhance this energy to help ourselves, but obviously humanity and Gaia?
Of course. Why, thank you. We speak today.
I did think there's no coincidence.
Little nudge in the direction. Yeah. Little nudge to have a little bit of introspection regarding 11/11. Mm. Something I would like you to think about. Remembrance. This day, all over the world, where people remember the departed from wars gone before. You know this, no?
Yes.
Even the choice of time, 11 o'clock in the morning. There has been historical reasoning for the choice, but it was celestially designed, shall we say?
Yeah.
Reason being is the past is just as important as the future. Now, you do not often hear me say that because we do not want people to be downtrodden by the past or to let the past define their future. But if, for a moment, you go with me on a little journey, okay?
Yes.
Let us pretend we are in a little bubble. A moment in time, freeze frame, like your television, your films, freeze frame, okay? And you are now in this moment where the future is before you, the past is behind you, and all that is evident to you in life is this moment in time. All that is wrapped up in this bubble that I ask you to imagine is the potentials. But the potentials have only come from what has gone before. So even though you are in this moment, everything is connected.
Yes.
Everything is beyond cause and effect. But it is certainly connected to... How to say decisions of the past. First of all, you understand this, yes, my dear?
Absolutely. Yes, it's the foundation in which the now is arising.
Exactly. Therefore, when a portal opens, let us call it an energetic portal. There is a moment that you could say is like a reset. This is what 11-11 truly is. It is a chance to clear away things from the past, to create new potentials for the future. In physical terms, why this has been brought into the life other than human endeavor, I would like you to ponder on this word. We will use it a lot. Human endeavor and what has been achieved, or also where we have been picked up or fallen down on our faces in the past. To honor is the way to move past into what we can describe as a brighter future. We know if there are things we do not like and we throw them into our closet or cupboard at home and we shut the door, we keep doing this, it is so full, eventually the door flies open and it all comes tumbling down. So we do not do this.
Yeah.
We honor it instead and we recycle it. Or we transmute it into something else. So when we do this, and we do this through the heart in particular, and what does the heart work on mostly? Compassion, gratitude, appreciation.
Yes.
We send our gratitude to those who have paved the way for the generation we are now. So it does not matter if you are 25, 45, 65, 85. We are talking about the generation living at the time of raising a consciousness that you are living in now. So by going into your heart, going into the compassion for those that have gone before you, for what they have lived through. Some people will call it suffering. But I would certainly say the experience of what they have lived through. Civilians, military, whoever. Those that are thought upon. Those who have either lost their lives, as people think of it, or certainly lost their freedom through those experiences. A heart at 11, 11, 11 goes out. And the very best, if you would like to think of it this way, energy to be in that moment of time is to honor with all your heart the human endeavor that has got you to this point. This takes you out of reflection of good or bad, who is on whose side, who did things that were diabolical, who did things that was humanitarian. It goes beyond this. It is compassion, and I'm going to start using this word now, grace, for honoring what has gone before, so that when you go into the future, when you step out of the bubble of the moment, you allow yourself to take all the learnings or the experience or the energy of the past, but in a new reset way. Where through the gratitude and compassion and appreciation for life, you can walk into a way, whether it is in all aspects of life, to become more than what went before. First of all, understand?
I do, Zach. And I'd also remember you talking about forgiveness in the Building Bridges to Forgiveness recording that we have, and how as we forgive, we actually enable, we enable evolution to occur, because it frees people up from the past. So I presume that is another energy that's connected here.
It is. So the people who have been directly connected to the traumas of the past through war, particularly those in just recent years, it is natural that during that time of today, and 11, 11, 11 especially, they will be thinking purely of their loved ones. And maybe there will be thoughts of what could have been changed, or there could be accusation with thoughts. This is okay, because there is pain and loss involved.
Yeah.
However, those who have a more wider picture, many in your generation, have parents, grandparents, and so forth, very much associated with some of the very global wars of recent times. And they can connect to their ancestry or this feeling, and what they can do for their ancestors is give forgiveness for human endeavor. So, a bit like taking further what we talked of last time regarding balance and harmony.
Mm.
We are not saying, I forgive that you did X, Y, Z and the actual facts. I forgive that this happened, that happened. It is not about the specifics, even though people may be thinking specifics. If they take themselves on a heart journey of forgiveness, of human endeavor, because that is what it is. All decisions that were made, compassionate, humanitarian, but mostly diabolical, that has been created throughout the wars of every land, inner battles, civil battles. It has all come out of someone somewhere's thinking of what their version of betterment was.
Yeah.
You can think about whether that betterment was true or not, and most likely not, but it came out of human endeavor. And therefore, with human endeavor, which encapsulates the worst and the best of humanity, if we can forgive what is gone in the past of human endeavor, think of the difference of energy as we individually step into our own human endeavor as we march into the future.
Mm.
See where I'm going with this now.
Absolutely.
So, I am talking here so much about the remembrance, even called remembrance, is it not?
Mm.
And it is remembering this past. But the part that I am bringing to you now is the energy, if you will. You know, this is not us pushing our finger, poking at you, saying you must, because everybody has choices. But if you can see yourself clear to being compassionate, being appreciative and gratitude for what has gone before, to forgive the human endeavor, you, as they say, clear the decks of your own heart and your ancestral heart into a new sphere, a new realm, a new spectrum with human endeavor. This is why 11-11 is one of the most important dates for us in your entire yearly calendar.
Wow.
Because the portal that opens is a portal that is directly associated with humanity. This is why, out of the travesty of the wars and infightings, there always comes this remembrance. It is a way for us to press this reset. But aside from this, of course, there is the complete energetic and celestial experience. And this can be felt in a very transcendent way if we allow ourselves to become something different, something more. So if you are traveling through life, if you are open up your diary in the morning and you think, oh, it's 11-11 today, how interesting. And you are having a very jolly life indeed. And everything is flowing in the directions that you are wanting it to go. Life is, well, then that is how it should be. If, however, there is something that you are wanting to majorly change tact, something that you are looking to really change, perhaps in a relationship, perhaps in a job, perhaps in a project that you are doing, perhaps in something that you are investing your time, your energy in. Today is the day for a reset, for setting yourself up and saying, you know what, I have been working, say for example, for a particular charity. I have a big heart towards this charity, and yet I do not see much growth in it. Spend some time on 11-11 asking the universe, show me what I others can do to aid the charity to get more traction, to get more growth. So you can say during 11-11, show me quite a lot. Because the portal is open, the way is clear. Humanity is in that process of the reset. Guides, helpers, blah, blah, blah. All of the consciousness, and particularly the collective consciousness of all the souls, are ready and waiting to make a new leap. In a way, 11-11 should be your new year rather than the 1st of January, because it is stepping into the new. Mm-hmm. It would not do to change, because everybody's focus would then be on the new, into the future. Today is about honoring the past. Today is about sending gratitude to the past, to transmute the energy of human endeavor into something far more meaningful, more connected, more peaceful, into where we are going in a unified way into the future. Understand, yes, my dear?
Yes, absolutely. So that basically gives us a new foundation, a new frequency on which to sort of our trajectory would then spring from. One of the things that I also wanted to include was when you speak about the past and our ancestors and those that have suffered, or in some way in the wars and other things, we're also talking about our past life personalities as well, aren't we? With so many times we might be forgiving or helping to heal our own transition through our different lifetimes, whether we were on the receiving end of some level of brutality, or whether we were actually those that were involved in what we now look back on as, you know, the bad guys, if you like.
Absolutely. Even this body here, she, last life, Second World War, you know this, Russian soldier, cannon fodder. Now, she does not have to give too much direct gratitude, appreciation, because her soul really did not carry any damage, believe it or not, from that life. That soul was very much, how to say, accepting of what was in bigger picture, was working on a bigger picture level, let us say, for group rather than individual.
Yeah.
But many people have gone through very individual experiences in their own soul history. So as they are sending out this forgiveness for human endeavor, they are forgiving themselves. Because when I describe this, because I can see it so clearly, you know her soul. Yeah. Yes, it was very, very young boy. Young soldier, cannon fodder, as I say. But there are many people who have been on the end of the diabolical acts living now. I think people are understandable if they think back, even if they do not know, but they assume, because of course, history is littered with wars, both large and small. It'd be very hard to find a person on this planet who has not had lives in any sort of form of war or battle.
Yeah.
It is in all of your energetic history too. And that means, you know, 7 odd billion people on the planet. They are not all, as you would call them, the good guys. But we do not see that.
No.
What we see is if you have done diabolical acts to others, to the earth, to animals, to the people, when you are here, you learn your lesson quickly. You carry that black mark, shall we call it, on your soul in that life, and you look to eradicate it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is not a karma, you know, this is not saying that people carry black marks on their soul. It is them themselves that put the black mark there.
Mm-hmm.
Because as soon as you are out of life, you suddenly see the futility of what happened.
Yes.
The ridiculousness of what happened. And also a noted of how useless it actually was.
Mm.
But of course, Earth is Earth is Earth is Earth is Earth. And humans are humans are humans are humans are humans. And they will learn in their own way. So this is not to admonish. It is just a simple fact.
Yes.
So when we forgive, forgive ourselves of the diabolical acts as well. Do not go searching too deeply for what they were. Because you were only going to hurt yourself by remembering such things.
Hmm.
More important, what you are doing in this moment now.
Yes.
This is where the future comes in.
Yes.
This is why we honor. This is why we forgive ourselves. This is why we say it was human endeavor at the time that I did what I did. And then we draw a line.
Yes.
Forgive with our hearts, not with our minds. If the mind is forgiving and the heart is finding it difficult, stay longer with the heart.
Mm.
Stay longer to forgive self. Because as you forgive self, you give permission for others to forgive their selves too. Souls are connected. Your own soul will feel your forgiveness.
Mm.
As it lightens up through that forgiveness, it then emanates to others. Nothing is done solitary. Everything is connected. Everything is beneficial. Everything that you do in your heart space is worthwhile. Understand this?
Absolutely. It all makes such sense, Zach, and it does feel that this really is leading to a reset, and that hearing these words gives us the opportunity to fully understand what our actions will result. What would you say is the potential right now at this particular 11/11? What's really important for us today?
Well, what does it so happen to have experiencing this afternoon, my dear?
Yeah, the Mercury transit.
How strange that they should fall on the same day.
Is it not? Convenient.
Is it not?
Yeah.
Is it not? Mercury has fire. Mercury has potential. Mercury can be explosive.
Mm.
So we use the Mercury transit wisely. It is very potent indeed. It has a chance to punch a hole through that which was blocking us in the past, blocking our potential of human endeavor. See how it all interlinks,
perfect.
Almost as if it was planned.
Almost.
So, you know, if you look to yourself, because all is easier to look to yourself first because you know yourself better than you know other things. If you look to yourself and you think, okay, I have been enlisting my human endeavor. I have been endeavoring to make such and such situations, such and such feelings, such and such way about my life better, improved, or different. And I keep getting to a block. that is what to look for now. Okay, we have got this transit of Mercury. Let me utilize that energy that is part of me because I am part of this universe. We often say that the energy of the Earth is part of you because it is on the same energetic frequency waveband. Very true. But you are also part of the universe. Mm. So you can connect to these more far away alignments. Can take a little bit more energy to do so, but you can do so. So engage with the energy of Mercury. Utilize it into your system and say, for the highest good, or other words can be used, but this one is a safe one to do. For the highest good, punch through the ceiling that I have put upon myself. Punch through the limitations that I have believed of myself. Punch through the human endeavor that I believed possible of myself. Notice how I keep saying of myself, because the change comes from within and then you start to see it reflected and manifested in the world around you.
Hmm.
So you do not need to say, I want, say, for example, the government to change and there is a block and I'm going to punch through. That is more going to come from collective consciousness.
Mm.
There are certain things that are written to do with the transit and how it is going to affect. That is not to say they are true or untrue. I'm sure that for the most part, they're very true. But here we are looking at what you can control. And when I say control, I mean it in the way of what you can enlist your energy towards to make better in your life.
Yeah.
Change from within, start seeing it on the outside too.
Mm. It's very powerful, speaking of punching through, you know, and actually breaking through these patterns that we may find ourselves, you know, going round and round and round in our lives, and actually feeling that we have the power to use this portal for the benefit of ourselves, and also knowing that as we do that and we free ourselves, it is actually helping the collective.
Absolutely. And you know what? Not everybody will be listening to our most illuminating chatty-chatty on this very auspicious day.
Yes.
They may be listening to it later on in the month, later on in December, next year, 2 years hence, you know, does not matter. Time is very pliable, very bendable, very flexible, more than you would know.
Mm.
So just as you would think, I want to go to sleep. So you go to your bedroom where your bed is to take a nap, okay? You know what you want, so you go to the place where it is. Bed is in the bedroom. All you need to do is go, I want to forgive the human endeavor. And you do it energetically. So rather than go to 1111, you say to yourself, I connect with the energy of 1111 in the year known as 2019. And there you are. The same with the Mercury transit. You start by saying, I connect with the energy of the Mercury transit on 11/11/2019. By so doing, your energy will naturally acclimatize, send itself into that connected space, just as simply as physically walking into your bedroom to get to your bed. Understand, yes?
Absolutely. And I think that's so powerful for us to realize that we can still utilize these potentials, even if we're not in that specific moment.
The energy of the universe is stronger than you could ever imagine. There is so much purity in the energy, the movement of the stars, the movement and placement the shifts and changes, energy directly connected with the earth, directly connected with humanity. So if there are other transits, Venus transit, for example, other dates, other alignments that you wish to connect with, what say you to do the same task?
Yeah.
As you become more proficient in this way. How interesting, I wonder, if you take yourself to the very date of your birth. How very interesting if you align to the stars and increase the potential for the living of your life. How interesting if on that date you already eradicate some of the difficulties that you may be being born with. And how fascinating to see how quickly these are relieved out of your energy in life. Would it not?
That would be amazing.
Would it not?
Wow, my mind's going, woo.
What? It is all potential. Not many people have tried this, but I'm putting it out there because, you know, all of you all have such huge potential, not just those who are listening, globally. People can change their destiny at any point. People can change their beliefs at any point. People can stop at any point the limitations that have been put upon themselves. This time and the year we are going into next year, 2020, is all about ultimate potential growth. You would not believe the eyes that are watching at this time to see, by giving you all so much knowledge of what you can do, how much of it is utilized, how much of it you can actually do in a physical body. This suggestion that I give you regarding your birth date, to me, it is completely possible. But we do not know in your physical beingness how much the limitations of your own beliefs may stop you. Mm. So it would be good to see. Mm. Maybe we should have a little, like a little project group. See how they do.
Yes.
But maybe. As we move into next year, there is the potential of the growth of heart-based humanity to thrive. Mm.
Wonderful. Zach, maybe we could record a meditation to help people do that, going back to the time of their birth, just so that you can help us in a practical way to know just the correct words to use for some people who might not be practiced in this, so that we can get into, even if it's just 10 minutes, to help us use these transits and link into the energy, whether it's the birthday date, whether it's the 11-11-11, things like that. Would that be something we could do together?
My preference would be a little meditation on the power of 11-11.
Okay.
The other one can be more like a, you know, what is it? What do they call it? Something for the future, something for some fun, something for some practice, something where people really need to have a think about first. You know, you do not want to go meddling with things from your birth that you are unsure of.
Yes.
So to really know if there is something very big that you believe from your birth has been following you since then, that you are having difficulty in eradicating, overcoming, transmuting, to add to what you are doing by going back and to like shave off the energy, to shift the energy. What I feel those who are listening and others would benefit most from is to help you get into the energy bracket of that moment of time, that bubble that I was talking of, where the past is the past, the future is the future. And in that moment, the honoring and the forgiveness of the human endeavor.
That's wonderful. Well, let's do that and let's record that so that some people will even be able to get access to that today. And others will be able to tune into the 11-11 energy at a later time. So,
how much time do we have for this, my dear?
Well, I'm wondering whether to record it separately, Zach. So I actually stopped the recording and started again. So it might be that we could do it. It's 10:45 right now. So if Janet and I have our chat, we finish this Zach chat, and then you come back and we record it between 11 and 11:15. We would be recording it at the 11:11:11 point of the portal. How does that sound?
No. What we would do, we would do it now.
Okay.
In preparation, before it comes in.
Oh, okay.
You can continue. No need to do a separate recording. Only going to be confusing for people if they go straight to meditation. Do not listen to a talk first.
All right.
So this is good. This is good to know. I may not have a watch, but not bad on timing for the old boy. No.
Not bad. You're doing very well.
It'll be relatively short because we do not want people to be drifting off here. They're doing other things. Important, to the point, get in there. Okay?
Yes.
Good. Okay.
How exciting.
You want to do this with me, Hazel?
I absolutely want to do this with you.
Okay. I do it as if I do the recording, do the meditation with you, everybody listening, whether now, in the future, whatever. I am going to lock in the time. Okay?
Thank you.
We're going to lock it in now so that they are going to the point as the transition into the portal starts to happen.
Perfect.
The gateway. Okay?
Thank you.
Good. Okay. So now that.
Just get settled and comfy.
So everybody, just settle down wherever you are. If you are listening and you are busy at this time, please pause, stop recording. Do this only when you are very, very clear to be alone and settled. Sitting down is fine. Lying down on the earth, even better. I would like you to close your eyes and imagine a universe inside of you. Within this universe is the potential of all ages. You are connected with every time, every space. Your own energy spreads across time and space, like a blanket. It reaches out in all directions, all of the time. For now, what I would like you to do is imagine that you are stopping the clock within you, stopping in this moment in time. And whenever you are listening to me, the time that we are stopping at is just before the event of 11, 11, 11 in the year that is known to you as 2019. Just this thought is enough. Now, sense, imagine for a moment that everything has stopped. Everything in your universe has stopped. As if it has taken a deep breath outwards and just stopped. Now, you are in a bubble of your own imagination, your own energy state, but most importantly, it is a bubble of your own awareness. And your awareness is now focused on the opening of a portal that is within your universe and therefore within the very inside depths of you. is the portal of opportunity. Opportunity to reset and advance human endeavor. Now sit with that for just a little moment. You are there. Everything is still. The moment of awareness, waiting, anticipating, as this portal comes to not only fruition, but to full activation. A time when humanity can truly resolve the human endeavor of the past to create a more harmonious, heart-based, graceful, unified, peaceful human endeavor of the future. Think, if you will, of your ancestors and globally of all the people that have gone before on your planet who have dealt with the difficulties of power of the past, of warring, of battles, of people's freedoms being taken away from them. Think, if you will, for a moment of your own soul's history, whether known or not, through the ages, encountering time and time again, being on one side or the other side of the battle, always striving to win, but at what cost? Now let us remove ourselves from some of the natural human emotions that come up with this, and move ourselves into a place of forgiveness. Let grace in your heart be your guide. The grace to forgive that which human-wise is seen as unforgivable. The grace to use forgiveness in a way of accepting that human endeavor was what it was. But as you forgive now, you give it wings to rise above the past, to rise above into a more peaceful and unified future. A chance for human endeavor to discover enlightened other ways to achieve that which it desires, without the force, but with care, with love, and commitment for the betterment of all and not just for the few. I know for many of you, this may feel a bit tricky. So allow yourself now to, through your heart, connect with the energy of peace. Peace is the most potent salve that any war wound can be given. To have peace, power, within ourselves and within others requires harmony. And just from your forgiveness of human endeavor, you start to move towards that end. Now, for the journey to begin. Allow yourself in that moment to go forward a little into the time that the portal is reaching its zenith. Flood yourselves with the energy that comes. This is naturally a higher vibration from source, a refueling, if you will, a rebalancing, a reset. Another chance to do better. Take this time now to think of any areas in your life where you have felt you have reached a ceiling that you are wishing to punch through. Yes, there is a Mercury transit later, but it is already embedded within the portal. It is opening now on the 11th hour. Feel the energy surge within you and direct it through your heart to that where you wish to achieve. Achieving does not have to be physical. It can be achieving a better state of mind for yourself. Achieving a more harmonious existence. Achieving a happier, more joyful heart. Do this now. Be at peace. Be as one. And you are done. This moment of awareness can now move on. You can allow everything to flow again as you have honored the past. And you can direct with a fresher sense of being into the future, into the human endeavor of yourself and others, pushing past the limitations that may have been on yourself. Ha, good. We are back. Yes. So how did you find that, my dear friend?
I found it absolutely inspiring, freeing. The potential feels so enormous. My body felt filled with a new energy, and at that moment in time when you spoke about it, the sun came out and I felt drenched in light from within and from outside. It was extraordinary. Thank you so much, Zach.
That is a good word for us to use, extraordinary. Remember, to all the people that are there, you are extraordinary, living in an extraordinary time with extraordinary potential to witness and a move through. Good. Yes.
Thank you so much, Zach. On that note, we'll say goodbye for now, and we'll bring Janet back, and you and I will meet again in a few moments to record the deep dive for today.
And what time is it now?
The time right now is 11:01.
Si, good, no? I leave you now, and then deep dive.
That's right.
Over the opening zenith time. Good.
Thank you so much, Zach.
Goodbye, my dear. Goodbye.
Very powerful. Thank you. Goodbye. Welcome back, Jan. Gosh.
Whew. Powerful stuff.
Very powerful.
Oh, wow.
So incredibly insightful. I had never really truly understood the power and the potential of these portals. I knew they were powerful and I knew they were important, but not in this way. It feels like it's really channeled my focus into being able to take such important action at a time like this. To be able to free oneself from those limitations, which obviously adds to the collective potential for a bright future. How about you? What was it like for you being in your meadow witnessing this?
I was just really fascinated with how he was talking about remembrance, and just the whole act of remembrance. I mean, I know it's certainly big in the UK. I don't know about other countries, how they have it in the same way, but how that seems to be so aligned. And just what we can actually achieve, this whole idea of human endeavor that, as he kept using that word diabolical, and it is diabolical, and it still is diabolical, what's happening all over the world. But as he said, taking out of what we humanly feel about it, and just accepting that the people that are doing it in whatever way are thinking that they are doing it on some level for some form of betterment, whether that's for themselves or others, and just forgiving that allows us to step into a better human endeavor. That just seems so, in some ways it felt really obvious. It felt like, why have I never thought of that? But he doesn't use that word much. I don't use it much, endeavor, human endeavor rather than human nature. And I thought, it is a human endeavor when people suddenly, are doing these things. They're endeavoring to do something. So I think while I sat there, I didn't do the meditation so much with him because it was just such strong energy. I sat, I'll do it later, I would think. But it was just, it just really got me thinking. It was interesting him talking about the fact that I was in the Second World War. You know that one. I think you were actually there when I went into that regression. And I'm sure I've been in loads of other wars as well. I've had so many military lives. I'm often a man, actually, rather than woman, but in military lives. So it sort of really touched my heart, this thought that now we can honour everyone that has experienced that, all the souls that have endeavoured, failed, successful, whatever, and that we can keep moving on.
I think it's quite key, isn't it, to remember that in so many instances we've been on both sides of various, especially generational wars. I remember at the time of the Cathars, having visited with friends who Montségur, where the Cathars jumped, and many of us at that moment tuned in, and we'd been on both sides. We'd been both the Cathars and we'd been representing the church at the time, the Templars and various things. And it was so fascinating to realise that we really are like actors in a play, having all the different experiences on behalf of Source. And when we remember that, we can really release ourselves from blame or judgment or feelings of victimhood or or even shame of what we might have done in past lives, and just knowing that everything is ultimately unraveling in the way that it is, that's actually kind of perfect for the human story as it comes from those experiences, very much rooted in 3D, into where we're going now. And as he spoke about this year of 2020 being so potent for change, and we're just in the lead up to that time right now. My goodness, it really does feel that we have the benefit of the wisdom and the awareness that we can take part in really assisting humanity's new timeline, if you like. Zach will continue to explain this to us over time. I feel very grateful to have him journeying in this way, in this way where we're actually having these conversations and sharing them. Wow, it just feels so exciting and so hugely beneficial to the collective, not just, you know, to both. And I know that we self-love is so important, so it's all very good for us to be tuning into punching through, as he says, our own limitations or our own patterns, and using this energy, this portal energy, to reset for the future. So yes, I think we're going to be busy this afternoon, Jan, aren't we, resetting things.
Just another task from Zach for us.
Rather a special one, for sure.
Yeah. Gosh, and we probably should shoot off in a moment so that he gets his window.
Yes.
Zenith, he said, isn't it? As it's, what is it, just coming up for 10 past 11. So yeah, he has timed this very well. When he, it was interesting how he said, I'm locking it in. So he did that with the meditation. But I'm sure everything we're speaking of, it's that locked into that energy that's being infused at this time.
Yes, so let's say goodbye from this Zach chat. And we'll see you all again next month, if not before, on the deep dive that will go out on the 1st of December. Lots of love and portal energy to all of you as you do your own personal resets.